Hello, this is the Coffee for Tuesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shorting lesson in 2 minutes. Apple and manufacturing partner Foxconn have broken Chinese labor laws by using too many temporary staff, reports the Bloomberg. Advocacy group China Labor Watch says non-permanent staff made up around 50% of the workforce last month at a Foxconn facility in China. The legal limit is 10%, and Apple says it's working with Foxconn to fix this issue. Apple will stream its September 10th event live on YouTube, marking the first time the company has ever done so. The company traditionally streams its iPhone events via its own website, but last year expanded to also include Twitter. Users can watch the event via website and set a reminder to be notified when it starts. Switzerland-based ProtonMail is in talks with Huawei about the prospect of bundling its encrypted email application with future devices, reports the Bloomberg. Proton Email's CEO notes a final decision is yet to be made, but says the application could also be included in Huawei's App Gallery store. It also says that Huawei sees ProtonMail as a potential alternative to Gmail, as US companies are currently restricted from working with Huawei. Google says it has received a notice from the Department of Justice asking for details relating to previous antitrust investigations. It represents the first acknowledgement that the company is facing a federal competition probe. The Department of Justice previously announced a broad antitrust inquiry into large tech firms. Google notes it expects similar requests from state attorney generals. Russian officials said Facebook and Google allowed political ads on September the 8th, a Russian election day. The media regulator claims both companies have been asked to block such marketing and suggests their actions could be viewed as a form of interference. It is unknown what consequences the firm will face, if any. This was your short of tech coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.